Fondue, the magician.
Some cream, fondue?
If you please. Say, there's something peculiar about this coffee.
Naturally, it's drugged.
If what?
Drink it. Drink it. Or would you rather be shot?
Well,
that's it. Drain the cup.
Oh.
In 60 seconds, the American Broadcasting Company will bring you the first act of Chandu the Magician.
Would you like to ensure yourself future leisure time, a college education for your children, and all the extras that enrich life? Or perhaps you're looking toward a farm or a home of your own business, or travel in the years ahead. If you are, then you should start saving through U.S. savings bonds. Besides being a very profitable investment, bonds are the safest investment in the world. And now here's a suggestion on how to buy your bonds. If your company provides a payroll savings plan, join it today. Just authorize your employer to purchase bonds for you through allotments from your pay, or you can join the bond a month plan at your bank. All you do is authorize your bank to issue bonds to you monthly, charging the purchase price against your checking account. The best way to provide for your future is through regular savings, so start saving through U.S. savings bonds, the easy, automatic way. And now for tonight's story of magic and mystery.
It's cool and pleasant in the park. You sit under the welcome shade of a wide and stately maple tree and watch a group of three-year-olds seriously at work with their pails and shovels. Everything is so quiet and peaceful. Suddenly you hear an agonized childish wail. One little kid has grabbed his playmate shovel and runs off with it. There's a chase and a fight, angry howls, flaring tempers and flying little fists. The mothers stop it. The property is returned to the rightful owner. The troublemaker receives a lecture and a punitive cuff across his little bottom. Thus, the aggressor has been punished, and once again the scene is peaceful. It was a very simple act. Somebody wanted something that belonged to someone else. He tried to take it by force. He learned very quickly that he couldn't get away with it. If only it were that easy when grown-ups try the same thing.
Chandu, the magician.
Ready on the left. Ready on the right. Ready on the fire and iron. The flag is waving. The flag is down. Fire!
What happened here, Jackson?
Well, near as I can tell, sir, the rocket exploded while the men were handling it. They're both dead, sir.
Well, that's impossible.
Yes, sir.
Don't stand there yesing me like an idiot.
Yes, sir.
Where's the crate those rockets were packed in?
Right back here, sir. The box was sealed. I broke it open myself as per your orders.
Let me see. Jackson.
Yes, sir.
Jackson, what are these crackers?
Colonel Moyer, sir. These rockets...
Yeah. These rockets have been sabotaged.
Colonel Moyer?
Chandu.
I'm here on orders, Colonel.
Oh, I'm certainly glad they sent you.
They handed me a copy of your report. I read it on the way down. Where are the rockets?
Right here. I didn't let them out of my sight.
Good work, Colonel.
You better be careful, Chandu. I've lost two men already.
So this is the secret new type rocket, huh?
Yeah. It's supposed to have terrific armor-piercing capabilities.
Hmm. And you say they've been tampered with?
Obviously.
How much do the men in your unit know?
Very little. They were told we were going to test a new weapon out at the range. We got this crate directly from the lab at the arsenal.
It was sealed and locked?
That's right. Lieutenant Jackson opened it.
Lieutenant Jackson? Could that be Lieutenant Henry Clay, Jackson?
Yeah, that's his name.
Well, tell me, how well do you know him?
Well, he was just assigned to the outfit. He's a nice enough kid, but not too heavy upstairs.
I'd like to see him, Colonel. Of
course, Chandu. Sergeant, tell Lieutenant Jackson to step in.
Could you assign him to me?
Oh, no, Chandu, not Jackson.
Lieutenant Jackson reporting, sir.
Ah, yes, Lieutenant Jackson. This is Mr. Frank Chandler. He's just requested you be assigned to work with him. He's on a special mission to investigate...
Sure, ain't you Chandu, the magician?
How did you find out his name is Chandu? No one else is supposed to know he's down here at the camp, do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Jackson, are you married?
Yes, sir. Found me just the right little gal when I was stationed in Fort Hamilton up Brooklyn way.
Well, on this assignment, you'll have to live in town. Find yourself an apartment.
Yes, sir.
Look, Chandu, I'm not trying to tell you your business, but it's obvious that Jackson isn't the type for a job like this.
You're absolutely right, Colonel. That's why I want him.
That's why you... Do you know what you're doing?
Colonel Moyer, I hope I know what I'm doing.
Oh, the sign says you got an apartment for rent.
Oh, yes. This way, please. My name is William Marshall. The apartment consists of a room, a kitchenette, and a bath. It's most charming.
It's probably a rat hole under the staircase, or I have to hawk my wedding ring to pay the rent.
Please, Gertrude, honey, you got no call to alienate the man.
Well, there we are. And, just because you're a soldier...
You're willing to double the price.
It really ain't bad, honey. There's a window...
4 walls and a ceiling. How much? And remember, we don't want to buy it. We only want to rent it.
Well, that would, of course, depend on the duration of your occupancy.
My husband's an army officer. How does he know how
you
long?
You see, I'm here in town on a special mission for U.S. Army intelligence.
Henry!
Well, I'll tell you, the house belongs to my wife. Suppose I ask her what the rental is. Won't you look about the room? I'll be right back.
What were you telling this guy? Don't you know enough to keep your mouth shut? Don't you realize your work is supposed to be secret?
Well, you don't look like you'd do no harm. That's the trouble with you Yankee women. You go around with a long face all day suspecting everybody's up to mischief. You down here with home people now, honey. We got no spies or saboteurs in these parts.
What happened on the range the other day?
Oh, we're going to clean that up faster than a polecat in a chicken coop. With Chandu on
Chandu?
The
beam. What about Chandu?
Well, that's a secret. I ain't supposed to say nothing about that. Forget I mentioned it.
If I'm going to keep you from getting court-martialed, I better get some plaster and stick it across your mouth.
You do that, and I'll be a difficult man to kiss.
Oh, keep quiet, Henry. That guy's coming back.
Wait. Do you like it?
I seem better.
It's yours for $20 a month.
Huh?
Hey, say that again.
$20 a month.
Well, we'll take it.
Oh, mister, I apologize.
Well, let's go to the depot and get your trunk, honey.
Why don't you do that? And by the time you return, my wife will have brought up your linens and have the place straightened out.
You're an Englishman, aren't you, Mr. Marshall?
Why, however did you know?
Well, you don't have to pay back all that lend lease out of your own pocket. The place is worth more.
Oh, nonsense. Now, you children run along and get your things, and I hope you'll be very happy here.
Come on, honey, let's go. Let's take off like a big bird.
Oh, excuse me.
This is my wife, Margaret. These are our new tenants.
How do you do?
They're going down to the station to get their luggage.
Oh, how nice. When you come back, we must all have some hot tea.
I just know we're going to like it here.
$20 a month. Now, the moment I heard that backwoods lout open his mouth, I would have paid them to stay here.
And this time, I gather, we're supposed to be English.
Oh, yes, that's right. And we must remember to use the accent at all times.
It seems to me I heard the name Chandu while they were talking.
Yes, Mother, so did I. You know, if he's at the camp, our job can be doubly interesting.
Had dinner yet?
Dinner? Now, look here, Chandu. Do you realize that everyone in this town knows your identity?
Really? Well, there must be a leak somewhere along the line.
All right, let's trace it. 3 people knew about your being here. You, myself, and Lieutenant Jackson. Did you tell anyone?
No, certainly not.
Yeah. So that leaves...
Good evening, sir.
Jackson, Sit down. Have you been doing any talking?
Talking, sir? About what?
About my being here, Jackson.
Well, sir, I might have mentioned something just in passing.
Oh, how did you ever become an officer? John, do I suggest that Jackson be relieved of his duties?
Please, Colonel, Jackson and I have work to do first.
But he's already ruined any chance.
I think Jackson will come through for us.
Well, I disapprove of the way you're going about this.
It's my responsibility, Colonel.
I'm sending in a report tonight about the
you
way...
You can write up a report if you like, Colonel, but don't dispatch
him. Oh, please. I'll wait. I'll wait until you finally admit you've made a complete mess of the situation.
And suppose by some remote chance, Jackson and I succeed.
In that case, I'll eat the report. Good night, sir.
Good night, Colonel. Well, Jackson, you've been acting like flypaper these past few days. Have you caught any flies?
You know how tough it is getting an apartment?
Mm.
Well, a fella gave us one for close to nothing. After I made sure he knew I was on an intelligence mission.
That's interesting.
You should see that old boy's ears stand up like a rabbit in a carrot patch.
Let's go over to your house and tell him some more. See what happens.
John, do one thing I can't understand. Why were the rockets sabotaged?
I don't believe they were sabotaged intentionally. They were tampered with.
Tampered?
There must be a spy working somewhere in the arsenal. He found a chance to examine the rockets. Most likely he was careless in replacing them.
So what happened at the range was a premature explosion.
Well, the arsenal spy knew we were developing the rocket, but he couldn't steal it himself. Men working on that project are restricted to the laboratory area. But I'm sure he was able to communicate with some people on the outside. He told them about the weapon and where it was to be tested. Now it's their job to steal it.
Well, assuming my landlord is one of the gang, how does he think he's going to get his hands on a couple of them?
It ought to be easy.
Why?
Because we're going to help him.
In just a few moments, we will bring you the second act of Chandu the Magician.
Have you ever wondered just how a fast-moving crime drama could be offered as a public service? Well, that's just what happens each Friday night when This Is Your FBI is broadcast over these ABC stations. You see, This Is Your FBI is broadcast with the full cooperation and approval of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The full cooperation and approval. Each Friday night, This Is Your FBI dramatizes an authentic case based on one taken from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation in Washington, showing the methods by which criminals work, how our federal agents track them down. Further, these exciting dramas point up just how plain, ordinary citizens are duped by these criminals and so put listeners on guard against their being taken in by similar methods. This, then, is how the program performs a public service. For your information and for exciting drama, listen to This Is Your FBI, heard over these ABC stations Friday night. And now back to tonight's story of intrigue and magic.
Mr. and Mrs. William Marshall, who seem to be a pleasant middle-aged English couple, own a large house which is a comfortable little two-room flat on the second floor. When Lieutenant Jackson and his bride came by looking for a place to live, the Marshalls seemed very anxious to have them. So anxious that they practically gave the apartment away. Of course, Lieutenant Jackson is very friendly and extremely talkative. From the way he shoots his mouth off in front of strangers, you would never dream that he is an Army intelligence officer on a secret mission with...
Chandu, the magician.
Henry, honey, run down to Mrs. Marshall and borrow some sugar. We're fresh out.
Sure, honey.
Fresh out. Listen to me. I'm forgetting how to talk the English language. Chandu, why have they assigned Henry to a job like this?
What makes you ask?
Well, he's so friendly. He loves to talk to people. An intelligence guy should have a zipper on his lip.
Sometimes intelligence also needs friendly people for certain assignments.
Oh. Hey, wait a minute. Do you mean that whoever is running this party needs some stupid guy to act as a decoy?
Gertrude, the best way sometimes to catch your man is not to chase him, but
to have him chase you. And you pick the stupidest guy you could find.
Here's the sugar.
Well, honey, what's the matter?
What's the matter? I find out my husband's the stupidest guy in the United States Army, that's all.
How about some tea, darling?
Yeah, very smart. They want to trap some spies. They want to smoke some jokers out into the open by having them take a shot at somebody. And who's the target? You! John Doe, I'm not going to stand for it.
Oh, that's too bad. I was hoping you'd help us.
Help you? You got your nerve.
Maybe you can. It's a very difficult thing. You'd have to possess a special ability. No, you couldn't do it.
Is that so? What do you mean I couldn't do it?
Well, maybe I ought to take a chance on you. Go for a walk, but on your way out... No, forget it. You couldn't possibly carry it off.
Well, John Doe, Gertrude's a mighty smart little gal. Let's give her a chance.
You think we should, Jackson?
Well, what's the matter with me? What's the matter?
Somehow I got a world of confidence in her, John Doe.
Very well. On your say-so, Jackson. Now listen carefully, Gertrude. Here's exactly what has to be done.
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Jackson. It's lovely here on the porch. Won't you sit with us?
Why, where's the lieutenant, Mrs. Jackson?
He makes me sick.
Goodness, what a way to talk.
Maybe the marriage license lists me as Henry's wife. But if you want the truth, that guy is married to the U.S. Army.
Oh, not really.
No? You know what just happened? Some guy comes up to see him. The guy looks at me and says, "Who are you?" "What do you mean, who am I? This is my house." So the guy says, "The lieutenant and I have urgent secret business. Please leave." And Henry just stands there and says, "Honey, I guess you better." How do you digest them apples? My husband throws me out of my own apartment.
Oh, well, the call of duty and all that sort of thing. Look, why don't you see a cinema, Mrs. Jackson? There's an excellent one at the Ritz.
Oh, fine. I've been married 6 months and already I have to go to the movies alone. Well, good night.
Good night, my dear.
I'm sure everything will turn out all right, Mrs. Jackson. So... he's talking with Chon Doo the magician, eh? About what, I wonder?
No time like the present to find out, huh? Let's go upstairs. Quieter now. Can you hear them talking?
Wait.
Did you get the orders, Chon Doo?
The rockets must be returned to the arsenal immediately. They'll be shipped in a small GI truck. You're to drive. Waiting for you at the west gate of the camp now. You better wear fatigues.
Yes, sir. And am I going alone?
You'll look like an ordinary GI. There won't be anything to arouse suspicion. Hurry and get dressed.
Back to the porch, quickly.
Well, there's only one road they can take to the arsenal. And I know of a spot that's ideal for an ambush.
William, wait. This seems a little too easy.
Yes, Margaret, I know what you're thinking. The stupid lieutenant comes directly to our house. We have an opportunity to hear him discuss plans with Chon Doe.
Could it be a trap?
Yes, an interesting possibility, isn't it?
William, I don't like it. Everything fell into place too quickly.
Yes, but Margaret, we've got to get our hands on those rockets. Already accepted a down payment for their delivery.
I still say it sounds too easy.
All right, my dear. I'll humor your fears. I'd assume that we are being led into a trap and plan our campaign somewhat differently. Oh, good evening. I beg your pardon, but are the Jacksons at home?
No, Mrs. Jackson went out and the lieutenant was called away suddenly.
Oh, I see. We generally invite the Jacksons downstairs at this hour for some refreshment.
Oh,
perhaps you'd care to join us. My wife has it already.
Well, that's very kind of you, Mr.
Marshall.
Thank you.
They are a lovely couple, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Yes. Charming.
Right through here, sir.
Yeah.
Margaret, dear, this gentleman is a guest of the Jacksons. They're out, so I asked him to join us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Tea or coffee?
Coffee, please.
Here you are.
Thank you. May I have some more milk, please?
No, certainly. All you like.
So much?
Well, I like it half and half.
Really? You American chaps have no concept of how to assess flavor.
Anything wrong?
A peculiar taste to this coffee.
Naturally. You see, it's drugged. Sit still.
Mr. Marshall, what are you trying to...
I'll give you your choice, Chandu.
Drink the coffee or be shot.
So we guessed right about you, Marshal. You are after the rockets.
And with you out of the way, there'll be no difficulty in obtaining them. Now drink that coffee.
Under the circumstances.
William, I can't believe he's going to drink it. Is it a trick?
Drain the cup or I'll shoot.
Oh, please, please. There's no need to fire. I'm drinking.
Oh, I feel...
Here, Chandu, let me help you go out a little more quickly.
He drank it. He really drank it.
Of course, Margaret. Now, a long, long sleep, and in a few hours, Chandu will be dead.
At the cinema.
Is anything wrong?
Well, there's been an... No, 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 my dear. You'd better come home with me at once.
Henry, has anything happened to Henry?
No, no, he'll be all right. I have my car outside.
Tell me, Mr. Marshall. You've got to tell me.
On the way, my dear. Now, won't you get in, Mrs. Jackson? All right, Margaret, now.
Mrs. Marshall. No! No!
Lieutenant, if it were my decision to make, I'd never let you go alone. I disapprove of the entire way this mission is being executed. I tell you, I've made a detailed report.
Yes, sir.
What's the matter with that Chandu? Doesn't he know the importance of these rockets? Doesn't he know how badly our troops need armor piercing?
I reckon he does, sir.
Oh, Jackson, I got half a mind not to let you...
I'd like to call the colonel's attention to the copy of the orders from General...
Oh, all right. But I'm writing a report.
Yes, sir. But make it small. Chandu said you might have to eat it.
To eat it? Jackson! Why, Jackson!
This is the place, my dear. Pull across the road. That'll force them to halt.
How is the girl?
Oh, she's getting on, still unconscious. Wait a minute. Listen.
Must be Jackson in his truck.
Hey! Hey, what are you dreaming about out in the middle of the road?
Stop your truck!
Man, I ain't stopped for nothing. You're talking to the U.S. Army.
You heard me. You're covered.
You're so good at stopping things, try stopping a few of these.
Don't shoot, you fool, or you'll hit your wife. We've got her in the car.
Gertrude!
If you don't want us to kill your wife, throw your pistol on the road and come here with your hands up.
You won't get away with this. Chandu had it all fixed.
Chandu is back at my house. He's dead by now.
Wouldn't you say so, Margaret?
Quite.
Well, not quite.
Who is that?
Chandu!
Oh, don't pay any attention to me. I'm back at your house, quite dead.
William, it's Chandu.
But I saw you drink it coffee.
Tell me, Marshal, who is your accomplice at the arsenal?
William, what's the matter with you? You've turned pale.
It's a ghost. It can't be Chandu. I saw him drink the coffee.
William, how he did it, I don't know.
He's dead. No one could drink that coffee and live.
I drank it, William. I drank it. You saw.
Margaret, I'm...
Get hold
I'm
of yourself,
afraid.
William. Please, your voice.
You see, William, you can't fight me.
I can't.
You can't kill me. Didn't I drink the coffee?
Yes.
Now
yes.
Tell me, William, tell me. Who was your accomplice at the arsenal?
Please, Chandu.
William, it's a trick. Don't let him fool you.
Who was your accomplice, Marshal? Tell me.
Chandu.
William, you won't tell. I'll kill you first. Oh.
Gertrude, honey, I thought you were
unconscious. Save me, Mrs. Marshall. Hey, Chandu.
Quiet. Don't say anything. Marshal, who was your accomplice? Tell me, Marshal. Tell me.
He's a member of my organization. He's at the arsenal. He's a machinist. His name is Belling. Gus Belling. He's Margaret's brother.
Thank you, Marshal. Thank you very much.
Margaret, what have you done to Margaret?
Come over here, boy.
But I won't talk. Nothing you can do will make me talk.
But you did. His name is Belling, isn't it?
No, no. How did you know it? How did you make it? I didn't say anything, did I? Did I?
There are ways, Marshal.
I see. That's why they call you Chandu the Magician. Listen, Chandu, I have no loyalties to any country. I can work for your side, too. I'm a very valuable man.
I doubt it. Tie him up, Jackson.
Then let me help.
Chandu, you drink the coffee, I saw you. Well, this time
you
I will...
Stand still, Marshal. Stand just as still as a tomcat in a milkshake. That's the boy.
Chandu, what was the deal on the coffee? You mean a guy like you can't be poisoned or drugged?
Not quite, Gertrude. You see, I tasted that coffee first. I could tell there was a drug in it. Morphine, about 5 grains. Dosage like that's enough to kill you. So I asked for milk, lots of milk. The addition of milk neutralized the morphine and rendered it inert.
So that's how you trick me?
Did I tell you about keeping still?
Good work, Jackson. You played your part splendidly.
Yeah, I'll say. He even convinced me he was stupid.
You just didn't have faith in me, that's all.
Well, suppose we turn in the prisoners and go out for some dinner.
Man, I could eat.
And we'll invite Colonel Moyer to come with us.
Do we have to, Chandu?
Yes, but we'll be enjoying some thick, juicy steaks while the Colonel will be chewing away.
On what?
On a big, thick report.
In a few moments, we'll bring you a glimpse of next week's story.
Housewife, businessman, student, or worker, doesn't matter. You're still apt to end up pretty weary come the end of the day. ABC offers the novel, easy path back from the weariness of the day's rounds. The recipe goes like this. Tomorrow night at Inner Sanctum time, turn your radio on and your lights off. Take off your shoes and sit back, first making sure that your dial is set for ABC. Close your eyes. That's all there is to it. And then as the story of the Inner Sanctum finds its way into your ears, you'll find a slow chill crawling up your spine. Your skin starts tingling. Before you know it, you're sitting up straight. So is the hair on your head. And there you are, wide awake again. What's more, thrilling to the eerie, unworldly Inner Sanctum. So listen to Inner Sanctum on ABC tomorrow night. And now for next week's story.
This man studied the situation very carefully. He discovered there are two types of people who get caught for committing murder. Those who are too stupid and those who are too smart. So he decided to discover a middle way. And after years of experimentation, he found it. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Sam Dan. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. Others in the cast were Patsy Campbell, Ian Martin, and Clifford Carpenter. Music by Albert Berman. Sound effects, Keen Crockett and Harold Johnson. This is a Cyril Armbruster production. All names, characters, and events on this program are fictitious. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is accidental. We invite you to listen next week to Mystery, Intrigue, Magic.
Chandu, the Magician.
ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.